Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Well, here's my transition again. Speaking of making my life a living hell, we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome on Doug Deacon. Hello, Doug.
And you're going to blame me for that?
Doug's sitting there going, yeah, I'm the one that loaded you up with butter and sugar for the last 34 years. First off, Doug, there's people who, I swear to God, it's like Bachman Turner Overdrive, and they're like, taking care of business, play the song. People want to hear the Joe Turkey Jones story. So take us through that if you could.
Well, Joe.
Wait a minute. Not the one about how he got the nickname, the one about
Well,
Terry
I want to hear
Bradshaw.
That one.
Okay, let's hear them both. Go right on ahead.
He got the nickname. Well, first off, he looked like he had a big, long neck, and he looked like a turkey to some extent. But the other part of it was they claimed that, you know, they used to have the thing for the rookies where they'd send you out to get a turkey for Thanksgiving. And they said, you know, obviously there wasn't any turkeys there. It was just a wild goose chase. And they'd send you about 30 miles away. And the story was that turkey went twice. I mean, usually once you go and you find out there isn't any, you realize, okay, this is a hoax. Not for turkey. He figured that he made a mistake the year before. But as far as slamming Terry Bradshaw, I mean, he had him in his grasp. And, you know, Bradshaw was one of those big, strong quarterbacks that could get away. And, you know, Joe just kind of slammed him to the turf. And back then, you know, they didn't have the medical rooms in each locker room and things like that. So they ended up with Bradshaw in our locker room in the doctor's room in the back. And I remember going back to see him after the game, and he still had no clue where he was at. I mean, he had a, you know, pretty – they got racked pretty good.
I'd argue Deke still doesn't know when I see him.
And he's making a lot of money.
So, Deke, when you think about, you know, the great moments – between these two teams and what a rivalry at times it had been. You know, Kenny Kidd's mentioned this before, though, that one team has almost always dominated this. Don't you kind of feel like we're turning the page, a new chapter, at least while Big Ben is there, and I don't know how long he's going to be there, that both these teams are both going to be good at the same time and how much that's going to mean for this, for both cities?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, that's one of those things where, you know, the Steelers, you go back to the 70s when they had the steel curtain defense. You know, they won four Super Bowls, and, you know, obviously the Browns have not been to one. But with that said, you know, it was always a competitive game. I think the thing, you know, that, you know, people always talk about is, you know, how little success the Browns have had over in Pittsburgh. I mean, be it Three Rivers or Heinz Field, it's not been a place where, you know, you go over there and you can chalk up a W on a consistent basis. And, you know, it's not going to Pittsburgh. It's the 22 guys they put out there on the field that make it a tough
can't
place
do that.
To play.
But more important,
I think, you know, you go to the Steel Curtain, I think four of those guys, Joe Green and Lambert and Ham and Mel Blunt, are all in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, this is their version of the Steel Curtain defense 0.20 or whatever. You know, this is a good defense that they got. I mean, they were ranked third in the league. Last week we played the number one defense, but I think this is, overall a much better defense.
A lot of people say, Doug, they don't want the Browns to take this too personal, obviously, with some of the stuff that happened with Myles Garrett. Well, how personal was this rivalry when you played in it? It sounds like it really was.
Well, we had an incident at the stadium here where Joe Green got a little frustrated, and he held Bob McKay down by the face mask and tried to kick a field goal with him between the legs. And, you know, the bench emptied, and, of course, the league, you know, back then, I think they fined Joe Green $500 for, you know, kicking Bob McKay, and then they fined Tom DeLeon a couple hundred for coming off the bench to, you know, hit Joe Green, and then they fined Bob McKay $100 for getting kicked in the family jewels. So, you know, there's always been a lot of animosity between the two teams, but, you know, that's just the way it is. It's always a tough physical football game, and both teams have, you know, prided themselves on, you know, being tough, and, you know, things do happen.
Doug Deacon joining us on the hotline. Of course, you'll hear him call the game this weekend right here on the home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. What a big weekend it is for Myles Garrett. But I know that Myles doesn't need to get extra motivation. We know how well he's played so far this year. We know that a few years ago, he had an unbelievable game against Big Ben and it ended up being a tie. But with all that said, do you think anything needs to be said about what was maybe said or not said last year between these two teams?
No. I think, you know, that's the history. I mean, that's in the past. I think you just, you know, you've got 11 guys in their offense and 11 guys in their defense that you have to concern yourself with. And if you start thinking about something that happened a year or so ago, you know, your mind's not going to be in the right place. I just go over there and you got to play a good, clean football game. And when I say clean, you know, not turn the ball over and protect your quarterback.
I have kind of a stupid question because you played over at Three Rivers Stadium here. We saw J.C. Treader. He wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago about wanting to play on natural grass. Now, you kind of played on dirt. I wouldn't call it grass over at Municipal, so I don't know if it really counts for you. But would you rather see these guys be playing on grass? I know it made a tremendous difference for you guys when you played because it was basically concrete painted over. But would you rather every single stadium try to find a way to use natural grass?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's, you know, obviously a safer place to play in regards to, you know, the turf. Because, you know, in those days, you know, you had the cement underneath it and you had about a quarter inch of padding and then you just had the turf. And, you know, when you had the multi-use stadiums, you know, what would happen was where the bases were, they would, you know, obviously, you know, have dirt around the bases. Well, you know, they'd have to, you know, put turf over that, and you could never, you know, make it seamless, or, you know, it's always a place where, you know, if you stepped on it wrong, you could, you know, twist your knee or something like that. So, you know, I think if you could play on grass in every field, it would be great. You know, now that the thing, the Steelers, is that they play a lot of, you know, high school games and college games in that stadium, so mm-hmm. that field gets, you know, a lot of play. And, you know, it's a case of, do you, you know, want to resod the field during the course of the season maybe once? I mean, I think the Browns have always, you know, even at the stadium here, even though it's only a one sport stadium, they'll you know, resod the field during the course of the season.
Oh, they seem to be meticulous with it. I do think it provides a better feel to everything. I like the aesthetic better. I think that Baltimore would be a better place, and even Cincinnati would be a better place with natural grass, Doug.
And from an offensive lineman's point of view, it also makes the defensive pit players a little slower. I mean, when you have, you know, that turf, it's a faster playing field. And I think, you know, as an offensive lineman, anything to slow the other guy down is something you want.
Doug Deacon, join us on the hotline. So when you hear about Baker Mayfield's injuries or injury, they've been a little sheepish about some of this week. He was limited in practice yesterday. I know you weren't a quarterback, but are these things that we should take seriously, or are they just the little aches and pains of a football season?
Well, no. I mean, when you get a rib injury, you know, and that's part of your throwing motion, it you know, it can throw you off. You know, and obviously, you know, he said he'd probably wear a flak jacket, which, you know, you should wear just playing Pittsburgh anyhow. But, no, it's something I think, you know, you've got to be aware of. And, you know, But the thing is, the Steelers' defense, as we mentioned, you know, you're playing against them, and, you know, they don't mind hitting the quarterback. I think they've already got 10 sacks already this year. And, you know, they don't really have a lot of weaknesses in that defense. I mean, they have impact players at all three levels. You know, you know up front, Cam Hayward, who was an all-pro the last couple of years. Then you go to the linebackers, you get T.J. Watt, who, you know, has got about 5 sacks already. And then you go to the back end, and you know, last year when they traded for Minka Fitzpatrick, he was kind of the missing piece of that defense. You know, he was the guy kind of brought it all together. So, you know, this is probably the best defense, even though the Colts came into the game last week the number one defense in the league. This is the best defense that they'll probably play.
I've seen a few more linemen with abdomen injuries, including David DeCastro. Is that a normal injury for an offensive lineman? I don't think I've ever noticed that as much.
No, I haven't either. I mean, of course, you know, I've never been accused of having six-pack abs, but, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we've seen that show up in the injury report with different guys maybe 3 or 4 times already this year, and it's kind of an unusual thing. And, you know, I think, you know, in the offseason, teams will, you know, sit there and try to, you know, find out the reason why these players are getting it, because it is an unusual injury.
Doug, if the Browns beat Big Ben in Pittsburgh, what are we saying about them on Monday?
Well, they're legit. I mean, the Browns are legit. Obviously, you know, going over to Pittsburgh is not the easiest place to win, but it's not being in Pittsburgh. It's a team that they've, you know, field over there. You know, when they had Three Rivers Stadium over there, the Browns, I think the first game was 1970, and the Browns lost over there 16 times in a row. One was the year before I started, and one was the year after I left, so they can't blame me for all 16 of them. But, you know, it's a tough place to play because it's the team that they put on the field, and they've, you know, put be it the steel curtain of that era, or, you know, what they have this year. You know, they're both good football teams.
Say it, Anthony.
All right, I wrote it on the screen.
Yeah.
Are you saying?
Hair on your ass and say it,
Doug. Are you saying they're not legit yet?
Who's that?
The Browns.
No, I think the Browns are legit. I mean, I think, but this is still the best, you know, defense that they've played from the front end to the back end. I mean, they've got, you know, playmakers all over the place. And, you know, Joe Hayden has had a resurgence over there. You know, they're just, you know, you try to find a hole in their defense, there isn't one. I mean, but, you know, with that said, the Browns, you know, as far as, you know, wide receivers, it'll be, you know, we've got two of the best in the game. And then, you know, all of a sudden Higgins has reappeared in our offense. So you get some depth. And I think the one thing, you know, that we've added is the tight ends. You know, we've got the ability to, you know, throw to the tight ends. And, you know, their outside linebackers, you know, they rush the passer, you know, be it Dupree or be it Watt. You know, they're going to come after the passer. So, you know, hopefully the tight ends, you know, become a big part of the offense this week.
Doug, we thank you very much for the time. Oh, by the way, Baltimore, for whatever reason I forgot, they're back on grass. They're back on the grass, man.
Yeah, they, that, you know, a lot of these stadiums have, you know, gone back to it, and I think, you know, for the safety of all the players, it'd be great if everybody did.
Yeah. A lot of people are correcting me on that. Doug, we thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
The great Doug Deacon joining us on the show. For whatever reason, I paused. I wanted to ask him, I go, did they call weed grass back in your day? But I stopped. I wanted to, and I should have, and I didn't, and yeah, it's probably for the best.
I think they called it dope. He was on the dope.
No, back in those days, it was called grass, man,
hash?
In the 70s.
Was it?
When he played in the 70s, it was called grass. Before that, it was called what? There was reefer originally.
It was reefer, yeah.
Reefer.
Reefer madness.
Smoking then there was reefer.
Then there was marijuana cigarettes there for a minute. And then there was dope.
Let's turn on. Let's blast a joint.
Oh, man, turn on. Then there was grass. And I think for the last 25, 30 years, it's had to have been weed, right?
Pot.
Yeah,
it's been pot for as long as I've known.
Mary Jane.
I caught a pot one day and people started saying I was old.
I do remember that. They were going after you and they gave you all the different terms.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, hey, what's it now? Loud. Ooh.
The loud. That's right.
Ooh, it's loud.
Oh, now it's loud. That's right. It's no, loud. That's the nomenclature for good weed.
It's loud.
What are you trying to say, Kenny?
I'm saying it's stupid. Just call it pot.
Well, they call it what they call it. Different generations call it different things. Doug probably thinks it's really stupid that we would call it weed. Would he not? Thank you very much.
Oh, man. Should have asked
Hate to interrupt our drug talk here, boys, but we got to get moving. Coming up at 9:40, I have a theory about Anthony Lima. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima. And of all the Steelers we hate, here's one we like and will probably like forever. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.